I've literally done everything I can think of. I've taken Cerberus for a walk. I've cooked food. I went for a drive. I took a nap. I ate more food. Where is he? What does a demon girl have to do around here to get some attention? Maybe he's busy with things back on Earth. But why should he ignore me because of that? I'm his girlfriend, after all. I mean, who cares if he has to cross the metaphysical plane to transfer his soul to hell every time he wants to see me? I'm worth it. I guess I can make some more food or something. Oh crap. Is that him? It's just the mail demon delivering a package. I'm gonna be so mad. Yes? Oh, it's you. Well, took you long enough to get here. I was starting to think you bailed out on me. I know you've never done that before, but... ugh. Whatever. Just come in. It's hot outside. Oh yeah? You were busy with work. Fine then. I guess I can accept that excuse. You could have at least sent me a metaphysical message to let me know you'd be late. It's whatever. You don't have to apologize. I'm just upset because I was really looking forward to seeing you. I haven't been able to focus on anything else all week. I even woke up early in anticipation. And you know I never wake up early. No, it's okay. Just come here. I missed you. It's hard being in a long-distance relationship. Especially when the distance is literally across two planes of existence. Huh? You brought me something to make up for it? What is it? Are those gummy bears? Yes? Oh, you're the best, babe. Okay, now you're forgiven. You should have led with those, you know. Shoved them in my face as soon as I opened the door. That would have calmed me down immediately. You know I love these. Nobody here in hell makes them. Well, mostly because you need water, and water doesn't kind of exist here. But, you know... they're my favorite. So cute and squishy. But I feel bad. I really should have gotten you something. Instead, I just berated you for being late. When you probably did everything you can to get here as fast as possible. I really wish I could cook human food for you, but we don't have any of the ingredients here. And all the hell food tastes like ash to humans. Huh? No. No, it's not okay. You brought me my favorite treat in the world. I should have done something in return for you, but I don't. I feel awful. You just wanted to spoil me for today. Really? I mean, after how I acted earlier, you really still want to hang out with me? Baby, that's so sweet. I'm not flustered. What am I gonna do with you? No, I'm not gonna say it. Shut up. Fine. Yes, I do want to be spoiled by you. Are you happy now? Is that what you wanted me to say? Whatever. Just know that I didn't ask you for this. You offered. And I'm accepting out of the kindness of my heart, since you came such a long way. Nothing more. I love you too. Enough of the sappy romance talk. How exactly are you going to make up for the tardiness to me, mister? I want to hear all of the juicy details. A date? You mean, like a date? No, it's fine. It's just, well, now that I actually think about it, we haven't actually been on one before, have we? It takes so long to travel between our worlds that we barely have enough time to spend with each other before we have to return to our lives. I mean, are you sure you have that much time? You'll do it for me. Well, alright then, if you insist. I need to go, I need to go get dressed into something more stylish. Oh, you like my grunge look. Of course you do, I mean, I look hot in everything, including sweatpants and oversized hoodies. So it's no surprise. Don't go anywhere, okay? I'll be out in a few minutes. I promise you'll like the look. Trust me. I can't wait. Okay. Well, I know you said you'd like it, but I'm a little nervous now. Don't rush me. It's just, I don't wear this stuff often. You know me. I'm a casual type of gal. Being in this just looks weird. No. I don't want to change into something more casual. Because this is a special day. And I should be wearing something special, too. Alright. I'll let you see now. Ta-da! What do you think? I was out shopping with my friends and they told me this would look cute on me. I thought they were joking at first, but somehow they convinced me to buy it. Somehow. It's called a sundress, right? That's what they call it on Earth. Oh, right. I'm not too sure what they call it here. You know, since we don't have the sun and all that. Also, I put on these high heels too. They just seem like they would go with the whole look. I'm pretty sure my grandma gave them to me for my birthday once. And they've just been in my closet collecting dust ever since. So I figured I might as well just get some use out of them. Do you? Nothing. Well, do you like the color? I can't go wrong with black, right? It goes with everything, you know. Really? You think I look good? Okay. You didn't need to say all that. You're the most beautiful demon I've ever laid my eyes on, stuff idiot. But thank you, though. I'm glad. Well, I guess we're all ready to go then. Lead the way. What's the matter? We're going on a date, aren't we? What was that smell? Wait, did you cook something? What? I thought we were going out. You know, on a date. Well, no, I guess you never explicitly said that we were going outside, but wait, does that mean I got all dressed up like this for nothing? Stop laughing. It's not funny. You're such a meanie. In that case, I'm going to go back to my room and change. You want me to keep it on? You weren't lying when you said I look good. Well, of course I knew you wouldn't lie, but something like that. Idiot. Fine, I'll keep the dress on, but these heels have got to go. Sorry, no negotiating that. What are you cooking anyways? No way, spaghetti? My favorite? Yes! cool, I guess. Hurry up a bit. I'm freaking starving over here. You want me to help you? Sorry, but I'm not too familiar with how to cook earth food. I might mess it up. Of course I can stir a pot of pasta sauce, dummy. You should have just asked me that. Give me the ladle. I love the tang of tomatoes. It's too bad we don't have them down here. Weird, because in Earth history, people avoided tomatoes because of their resemblance to deadly nightshade. They actually had to get poor people to eat them first to make sure that they weren't poisonous. What? Why are you looking at me? It's true. I learned it in school. Look, the sauce is done. Let's plate it up and eat it already. I'm so full right now. I think I'm gonna explode. It's been way too long since I had good earth food. I can have the leftovers? Thank you. I'll make sure to savor every bite. Hey, this was actually a really nice night. Just being by your side, cooking and chatting. I don't know why, but it's the most fun I've had in a long time. When I'm with you, everything just feels so right. Like the whole world's going to fade and nothing matters but you and me. In this moment. Thank you for coming over to see me. I know it doesn't happen often, but I cherish the little time that we spend together. You make me so happy and I really missed you. Spending today with you is all I want. You didn't need to bring the gummy bears or cook me dinner. You just needed to be here. You just being here is enough for me. I love you, okay? And I'm sorry I don't say that enough, but it's true. I love you. Wow. Did I really just say all of that? Hey, we still have a bit more time before you need to go. Wanna cuddle and watch some TV? We just got a new cable package and it has all the Earth channels.